Classic Business Law.
Poppy, remember that? Well, parents who've been subjected to about 100 reruns of Trolls might be forgiven for thinking about talking about pink singing creatures, but it's actually the Protection of Personal Information Act that was touted to really shake things up for companies who store and make use of our private and personal info. What's happened to it? Well, we've invited Simone Dixon, Director in the Technology and Sourcing Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, to share the latest on Poppy. Good evening, Simone. Good evening, Simone. Are you there? Well, I think Simone has gone quiet into the Poppy ether. So we will try and find out what happened to Simone Dixon, Director in the Tech and Sourcing Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. We were hoping to catch up on what's happened. Quite clearly, a lot of legislation has gone quiet ahead of those key polls. But we do hope that we can return to normal programming in South Africa and find out what is now going to confront business when it comes to the storage of our private and personal information. I believe we've got Simone back on the line. Simone, good evening.
Hi there, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Right. Let's just take a step back quickly. What is Poppy and how does this dovetail with the global initiative towards increasing the protection of personal and private information, GDPR?
Sure. So Poppy was enacted way back in 2013. It feels like an age ago. And we're still waiting for it to be fully effective. It is in effect, certain provisions of it are in effect, but they're mainly administrative in nature. So we wait to see when it will be fully effective. The purpose of the Act is to give effect to the constitutional right to privacy, but recognizing that this does need to be balanced against the need for free flow of information and the right of access to information. It's also intended to regulate the manner in which personal information is processed, providing data subject to rights and remedies in the event of a breach, and making way for enforcement mechanisms.
Now, the Office of the Information Regulator has been established, but there were initial questions about capacity and regulations that needed to be enacted in order to give teeth to the regulator. At what stage are we with this?
So the initial set of regulations were actually published in December last year. Unfortunately, they're mainly procedural in nature at this stage. They don't really give us much direction on how the Act is going to be implemented. But it did at least at that time indicate to us a move towards getting the Act up and running. So we have hoped to see more development in this regard.
How will it actually be regulated and enforced once it's up and running and companies have to comply with everything 100%?
So the Act does grant the regulator's office fairly extensive powers. The regulator will obviously have to work with police and also the judiciary. So in the event of a breach, there is an opportunity for a data subject to not only approach the regulator, but also to institute claims for damages should damages be suffered.
And if we look at the current law, as a journalist, we often rely on the Promotion of Access to Information Act, and inside that law, it automatically designates a person in any organization as the information officer. What is the process for registering an information officer now that we have the Office of the Information Regulator?
So PIA and Poppy do interrelate, and PIA is actually referenced in Poppy, and Poppy also prescribes that an information officer be appointed. So there's no initial requirement for registration, but we are encouraging responsible parties, organizations to get their Poppy compliance up and running and to appoint those information officers as soon as possible, considering that the legislation is extensive and far-reaching and imposes a number of obligations, which will take time and are quite costly to implement in certain circumstances.
Simone, my concern is we've been talking about Poppy for years now, and because it's been phased in what seems to be fits and starts and a very piecemeal type process, there hasn't been any concerted momentum around the education drive and the campaign. What are you hearing from customers and clients and businesses that you deal with in terms of their readiness for Poppy?
So we're definitely seeing interest and compliance requirements from very mainly in the financial services sector. So a number of the banks are, their compliance steps are fairly advanced, in fact. But other than that, I think because there has been a lack of focus on the legislation, and because it's quite costly to implement and it's going to take quite a bit of effort, I don't think enough, there's been enough centered focus on it by organizations as a whole. And it goes to awareness, as you say. I do think there needs to be more awareness of this as a risk. Although globally, if you look at the large data breaches and also the data breaches that have occurred within South Africa recently, the spotlight is on this as a significant business risk. And although the legislation is not yet in effect, I do think it is a critical key time for responsible parties to get their ducks in a row to avoid facing compliance fines.
And there, you know, there was the Liberty breach, a very high profile, obviously the Facebook scandals and Cambridge Analytica, all of those certainly raising the profile of data breaches and the damage to brand and how difficult it is afterwards to, in the insurance game, for example, onboard new customers. So the dangers are very real. In terms of the law coming into effect, what are you hearing in terms of timelines from here?
So difficult to say. We are hearing that it is still anticipated to be to become fully effective towards the end of this year. With the recent elections, we're not sure. You know, there's so many other things government has to focus on, although this is key. As you say, there have been a number of very high-profile breaches of late, and it's not just a case of implementing the legislation. It's also a case of getting data breach response plans in place to know what to do in the event of a breach, because that is actually your major risk as an organization at this stage. Because even if the legislation is not in place, if a breach does occur, what do you do to mitigate the damage resulting from that breach?
And that's probably the most important departure point. Just lastly, if you were advising companies to start on this journey, if they haven't already, where's the best place to start?
So the best place to start is to have an assessment of where you are in relation to the requirements under the Act, to do a gap analysis exercise, because, I mean, most organizations do have some sort of data security practices in place, and then that would help them to focus on what are the key points of departure that could take them towards compliance.
That was Simone Dixon, Director in the Technology and Sourcing Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Let's cross now to Katleho Mkhasi, who's standing by with the latest on the news desk.